Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah. don't know what else to say when you can't find the words to say. Say the name.
Like you just can't make another step, when things are going wrong, when all around you seem as though it's crumbling, all you got to do is say the name. Call upon the name of Jesus. He'll make a way, the word says, where there seems to be no way. Praise God. That is an awesome statement. Praise God. That we live and move and have our being through a God that loves us so much that we can just speak his name. Praise God. Call upon his name. Praise God. And he will make a way where there seems to be no way. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. Awesome in all his ways. Well, you are listening to God's favor. It's coming to you live tonight. Thank you for each one that has come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullets or whatever you may be going through tonight. We face many trials and temptations in this life. But we know a God that we can call Jesus. God's favor, so reaching out tonight to help heal your hurts. No matter what you're facing, we are willing to be right there for you, to pray for you, to call upon the name of Jesus with you. Because Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Awesome in all his ways. Undescribable. He's the God that loves us always. Always there for us, always caring for us, always looking down. His eyes is ever trickling down on us. Never takes his eyes off. Got us engraved in the palm of his hand. He'll let anything come to this flesh, but don't touch the soul of his people. There's a God that loves you so much. Praise God. Let us pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before your people tonight, God, oh God, to worship you, to praise you, to give you all the glory, God. Lord God, there is no other God like you. And Lord, if there is someone on tonight, God, that just feels like, oh God, this has been the worst day of their life, God, make them, God, know this is the best day of their life, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, somebody on here might have lost a son, a daughter, oh God, to gun violence, or to a drug, prison walls, or drugs, oh Father God, teen pregnancy. And God, but God, you heal us, God, of our hearts, oh God. Oh God, you mend our hearts. You turn things around for our good, God. Yes, Lord God. And Father, we are looking up to you tonight. We are praising you tonight, God. Oh God, for all of your goodness, we thank you for the good things you do for us. Because God, you said you give good gifts unto your children. Oh Father, thank you, God. Thank you for all the goodness, God, that you have spared and shared on us tonight, God. There's no other God like you in all heaven and earth, God. Thank you, Father God, that you are healer, our provider. Somebody asked me the other day, God, what are we going to do when the food is and the groceries are getting so high we're not going to be able to eat? And I said, I know a God. Hallelujah. I had to tell him, I know a God who is my provider. Hallelujah. Praise God. He promised to feed me. Hallelujah. In the midst of famine. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I don't have to worry about nothing because my God is my provider. Thank you, Father. And I can say thank you tonight, God. You make the way. You provide. Oh, God, you give good gifts, God. Lord, thank you, Father God. And let your people know, God, without a shadow of a doubt tonight, God, there's no good thing, oh, God, will you withhold from them that walk up right before you, God. Thank you, Father. So we come with thanksgiving in our hearts tonight. We come with love for one another. You told us to love, oh, God. Love these down here. And God, if we love them, we love you, God. Hallelujah. Let our love, oh God, you out tonight, oh God, on one another. As we sing and praise and shout your praises. Hallelujah. For you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God, you are delivering tonight, God. Yes, God, you are setting free tonight, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's here. He is here right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, is there anyone on tonight that have a prayer request? Do press 1 on your phone tonight. Praise God. If you have a prayer request, you would like for us to pray right now while we are praying. Praise God. Hallelujah. I would like for you to press 1 on your phone so that we can pray for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want to pray one for another. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, God, God want us to pray for you one. Oh, I love it when God want us to do something. Long as we know what God want us to do, we are happy. We are just so overjoyed. And I'm going to ask Sister G, Carissa Gatlin, would she pray over the prayer request tonight? Would you be able to, my dear?
Yes. Let me get paper. I got to write it down.
Okay. Praise God. Our first prayer request is coming from Minister Gwen. Go ahead.
Good evening to each and every one of you. Good evening, Pastor George, especially the leader of this ministry. I ask for continued prayers of agreement for total recovery for me in the process. As you know, I shared on Kingdom Dominion prayer line yesterday, believing for recovery in my right hip. I got the blessing of recovery in the left hip, but then I had a fall at work on Friday, and it like re-injured the right hip. And so I'm asking for prayers of agreement that I will be totally recovered from that fall, and that I will be healed of whatever the infirmity is in that hip and right knee, and just favor and blessings for my entire family. Thank you.
Praise God. All right. And the next person we have is Sister Bowman.
Good evening.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. How are you all? I'd just like for prayer for the town I come from, Greensburg, the whole town of Greensburg and the whole town of Pine Grove, that God would intervene and show his glory and let them know that he's in control and not man. And I just thank God for you all. Love everybody. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Or do you all have lights yet?
Yes, ma'am, we do. We definitely do. Thank God for that.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Because I know you all was out of lights for a long time, up there almost a whole month, right?
Almost. Mm-hmm.
Yes, almost. All right. Is there any more prayer requests? Praise God. All right, Sister G. All right, one more person. Okay, we have two more. What's your name, honey? 225? Give us your prayer request. Area code.
Yes. Hello, everyone. My prayer request, this is Rosina. My prayer request is that to continue to, for God to strengthen me in his words with wisdom and understanding, and that I just continue to have a connection with God. Of course, I just want to give God my portion. I want to be dedicated and, of course, be connected to God. And I just ask God to do some things in my life to be more closer to him.
You couldn't have asked for no greater, honey. What a better thing. God bless you. That's Regina, right?
Rosina, yes, ma'am.
Rosina.
Rosina, R-O-Z-I-N-A, yes, ma'am.
Okay, God bless you. All right, the next person is Sister Terry. Go forth. Give us your prayer request. Sister Terry, 278.
Yes. Hello?
Oh, okay. Give us your prayer request, honey.
Yeah, this is Minister Brenda Mills.
Okay, I was calling the wrong person. I'm sorry.
Yes, that's all right. But I need prayer for my household, and I need the Lord to give me more strength as I go through these different situations in my life. I need prayer for, like my sister said, I just want to get closer to him and know more about him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. If there is no other, we'll turn it over into the hands of Minister Carissa Gatlin.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. What a great God you are, Father. We're just so
We're so grateful, Lord God, that you, the Most High God, are familiar with everyone on the line. And, Lord, you heard every prayer request even before they were born. You knew the things they would ask for. So, Father, I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus for Minister Gwen. She's asking you, Lord God, for total recovery for her body. In the name of Jesus, remove inflammation, pain. Father, you can get to the source of the pain. You can get to the source of the problem. We know that doctors are limited in their knowledge, understanding, and even how they treat the human body. But you created the body, Lord God. And so, Father, we ask you to touch her body every place from inside out, the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Particularly, Lord God, concentrate on the areas that she named, the hips, the knees, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for even a change of diet for her, in the name of Jesus. Foods that would cause inflammation, that would cause the pain to even worsen, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing for Minister Gwen. And, Lord, like her, we're all concerned about our families. So, Father, we thank you for unity, love, strength for our families, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for cutting off the enemy that try to divide our families up. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Minister Gwen's life. You know, Lord God, she is your daughter. She's sold out for you in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing. Heal any kind of digestive system problems she may have as well in the name of Jesus. And, Father, you know her little grandson who's dear to her heart. And I thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing for him in the name of Jesus. Bless him like never before. Our grandchildren are very dear to us, Lord God. So, Father, I thank you, oh God, for teaching him everything he needs to know for life and godliness. Thank you for our grandmother's hand and love and affection, oh God. And, Lord, I thank you for your daughter, Minister Shirley Bowman, Lord God. I thank you for what you're doing in the cities where she named Greensburg and Pine Grove. Lord God, you live there. There's no place that you're not. You're in every continent in the whole world. And so, Father, I thank you for moving on those cities. Not only those cities, but throughout America, Lord God. Our cities are going through so much, Lord God. Seem like from the babies to the elderly. Oh, there's so much murder, violence, crime, destruction in the land, oh God. And so, Father, we are thanking you for a hand of mercy. Oh, God, we don't know how to live without your hand of mercy. So, Father, touch families in every city, particularly Greenburg, Pine Grove, oh, God. Move by your Holy Spirit. I thank you for the murder rate being dialed down to zero. I thank you for the teenagers living and not dying. Oh, God, I thank you for cutting off every gang violence, drug activity, crime of all sorts, Lord God, hideous crimes. Protect the children as they go to school, oh God. Protect the elderly, Lord God. And so, Father, we are thanking you. We are blessing you. We are honoring you for what you're doing in the lives of the people in Greensboro, Lord God. Remember your daughter, Minister Bowman, as she is praying for her city, those cities, oh God, where she lives. She's the watchman on the wall, lifting up the cities before you, Lord God. And, Father, you know your daughter, Rosina. She's asking you for strength, strength. And, Lord, there's strength in your word. There's power in your word. There's healing in your word. There's everything we need in your word. When we begin to study the Bible, the basic instructions before leaving earth, it will give you spiritual strength in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you that she'll open it up and begin to say, Lord, what would you have me to read today? And I thank you for the strength that you're going to download in Rosina, your daughter. And, Lord, she's dedicated to you, but she wants a higher level of dedication. And, Lord, many times when we ask for these things, we say, Lord, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. I thought you was going to use me like this. But, Lord, I thank you that she'll be open to every way that you want to use Rosina, because you're going to use her mightily to do great things in the world. So, Father, I thank you, oh, God, for Sister Brenda Mims. Oh, God, you know your daughter. And, Lord, she's asking you for help for the household, every family member, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that they'll come together even for family meetings about love, understanding, being patient and kind and courteous with one another, Lord God. Give her strength. And you know the fish situations that she's facing in her life? In the name of, she's not alone. Many times we feel alone, but we're not alone. You promise never to leave us, never forsake us, oh God. So you're with, oh God, Brenda Mims, your daughter. And Lord, she desire a closer walk with thee, as the song says, just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is our plea. So, Father, I thank you that even as I talked about the Bible, even reading and studying the word brings us closer to you. Praying for other people bring us closer to you. But the main thing is obedience, obeying what you tell us to do, Lord God. Even if it say, get up at 3 a.m. in the morning and pray. Even if it say, look, cook your neighbors a meal and take it to them. So help our Lord God, and it's all of us to be obedient to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah for the great prayer. Hallelujah. We know God hears. Hallelujah. Yes, he does. God hears our prayers. Praise God. Hallelujah. And tonight, praise God. Yes, tonight is praise night. Hallelujah. Every first Sunday is praise night. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to go into the word with praise. And I want y'all to help me out tonight. I want you to get your Bibles. I'm going to give you some chapters to read. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to see God, how he's telling us to praise him in these scriptures. We're going to go in Psalms tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to start out with Minister Zadie, and I want Sister G to take Psalms 8 after Sister Zadie reads. She's going to read Psalm 100 tonight for us. Praise God. So go forth, Minister Zadie, and read the Psalms of 100. Praise God. I'm going to call on some more of you all, so get your Bibles ready. Get your, we're going into the Word of God that's going to give us strength and show us how to praise him like David did, because we are excited and we know things that happen when we get ready to praise God. When we do praise God, things happen. Praise God, and we ain't letting nothing pull us down, and nothing going to keep us from being built up, hallelujah, in the Word of God. So, Minister David, go ahead on and do Psalms 100. I don't have you unmuted. I'm sorry.
For his
right.
Saying,
okay.
Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves.
We are his people. Go
and
ahead.
The sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Wait a minute, y'all. I have to go back to it. Wait a minute. I'm shouting already. Ooh, praise God. Did you hear what that word just said? Praise God. Y'all ought to be shouting, making a joyful noise. He said, serve the Lord. Oh, Sister Bowman, why don't you take Psalm 19? Praise God. Serve the Lord. How you gonna serve him? With gladness. Don't come to him all sad and everything. Just say, I know the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. And I'm gonna rejoice in him with singing. I'm gonna come with him before his presence. Because I am the sheep. I am the sheep. Oh, praise God. When God ministered to me tonight about this Psalms of praise, praise God. It's all in me. Oh, I am who I am in God. And I want to say this tonight to my sister that want to be built up in the Lord. This was for you tonight. This is for you tonight to be built up in the Lord. Praise God. He said, you are the sheep of his pasture. Oh, be thankful unto the Lord. Just
thank him. Just thank him. Oh, praise God. Oh, God is good. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God, y'all don't know how I feel tonight. I'm so excited and appreciative for the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. The next person is Sister G.
Amen. Psalms 8, and this is in a different version. It says, O Lord, how majestic is your name throughout all the earth. Your glory is sung above the heavens. For the mouths of the children and little infants, you have built a fortress against your opponents to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the creation of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have set in place, what is a mortal person, a man, that you remember him, or the son of man that you take care of him? You have made him a little lower than yourself. You have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him rule what your hands created. You have put everything under his control. As the sheep and cattle, the wild animals, the birds, the fish, whatever swims in the currents of the seas, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name throughout the earth.
Minister Gwen, you're going to take 30. Minister Gwen, you take 30. But let me go back here. Y'all, did you hear that? Wait, let's do it again. It says, Oh, Lord. We can call out, oh, God, how excellent. Oh, God. Oh, and I'm telling you, when you start expressing, hallelujah, come on, somebody, you hear me tonight. When you start expressing yourself unto the Lord and honoring him in all of his glory, praise God, who he is to you in the heaven, he has given you authority, hallelujah, down here, praise. He has made you a little bit lower, angel, and has crowned you with honor because he loves you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, praise God. Do you want to serve a God like this? Hallelujah. Praise God. I am excited tonight in God. And all I want to do is just praise him. But we just come to him through his word tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. We say Psalm 30. Praise God. And then Sister Bowman, do Psalm 150. Okay? Do Psalm 30, my sister.
All right. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee and thou hast healed me. Glory be to God.
Glory.
Oh, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his.
Sing unto the Lord. And hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor
God ain't
is
angry
life.
With you forever.
My God.
Go ahead.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, hallelujah, cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me, O Lord. Be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hey. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, glory be to God, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Blessed be the word of the Lord.
Oh,
amen.
Be the name of God. That's a prayer of thanksgiving and praise unto your God. Father, thank you. We just extol him. Oh, we just empty ourselves up to him, praise God. And lift him up. Let your soul be lifted unto the Lord, praise God. For he's the one that done brought your soul up to him, praise God, to empty into you the joy of gladness and thanksgiving. He's the one, praise God, that's giving you that unction on the inside and to say, thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for what you're doing in me. Thank you, Lord God, you can strip out of me anything that need to be removed, oh, God, because in my old flesh lies no good thing, but in you, God, everything, God, that I have is before you, Lord God. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Boy, you can just give God thanks all the way through that psalm, and he'll just, oh, you don't know what you're doing to the heart of God. Praise God. God is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. That's what he said. He said, and then he ended it. He ended it. Said, I will give thanks unto thee forever. You just want to give thanks whenever you think about it all during the day. Just give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Hallelujah. Just forever and ever. Say, Lord, I'll give you thanks. I'll praise your name. I'll exalt you. I'll extol you. You the one created me to praise you. Glory, hallelujah. You are the one that created me to praise you. Go forth, Sister Bowman. Hallelujah.
Psalms 150 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the passage and the harps. Praise him with the timbrels and dance. Praise him with strings, instruments, and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the higher sound cymbal. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Can I say that again? Let everything
that has breath praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Give God
the glory, because he deserves it all.
Yes, he does. Hallelujah. Let everything. Whatever you got. Maybe you don't have a heart. Maybe you don't have a symbol. Maybe you don't, but you got hands. Hallelujah.
That's right. Clap your hands.
If you don't want to clap. Hallelujah. Come on now. You know I'm excited in this word tonight. If you don't want to clap your hands, baby, you can just dance and turn around in the middle of the floor. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I think I have Sister Sharon on here. So, Sister Sharon, do you have your Bible, honey? I need you to read a scripture here for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Turn with me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Here we are again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And in Psalms. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Here we are. Psalms, let me find one here. Praise God for you. Hallelujah. Got your Bible ready? Praise God.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. 130. Well, I didn't want to give you a long one, but okay. Let's go to Psalms 84 then. 84.
Amen. Okay. Give me 1 second. Just wait. Vivian. Got it. Okay. Let me get one more thing in my glasses.
Oh, we're yearning for God. We yearn for you, Lord God. And as we yearn mm-hmm. for the Lord, the God fills us. Hallelujah. Go ahead, honey. As we yearn for the Lord, he fills us with good things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just the glory of you. You get your Bible and you go to Psalm 96. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
I don't like you to be here when I'm on the line.
I'm sorry I caught you off guard. I am so sorry. Praise God. But God
okay.
works. God
That's
don't
okay.
rush us. He just wants us to take his time in the Word. He wants us to know who he mm-hmm. is. Praise God. All right. Ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go for it.
Psalms 84 read as follows. Verse 1 says, how amiable are thy tabernacle? Oh, Lord of hosts. Now?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. Verse 2 says, read, my soul longeth ye, yea, even faint for the court of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cried out for the living God. Verse 3 read, yea, the sparrow had found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altar, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Verse 4 reads, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Verse 5, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them. Verse 6 reads, whose passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pool. Verse 7, they go from strength to strength, every one of them, and dry appears before God. Verse 8, O Lord of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Verse 9. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thy anointed. Verse 10. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of thy God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Verse 11 reads, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walketh upright. And verse 12 and last reads, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Praise God.
Look how God ended that scripture right there. He said,
oh, yes.
Oh Lord, that God will give grace, and he will withhold no good thing from those that walketh up before thee. He's talking about you. I'm talking
yes,
about
amen.
You. When
Hallelujah.
You call upon the Lord, pray, oh, praise
mm-hmm.
God, all the way to that, praise God. Oh, the
yes.
Admiral, he is to us, oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Sister Gloria
mm-hmm.
Dean, go for it.
You said Psalm 92?
Yes.
92, Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an
Woo!
Instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with the solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horns of a unicorn. I shall anoint it with fresh oil. Praise God. Mine eyes shall always see my desire on mine enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of the God, of our God. They shall bring forth fruit in all age. Praise God. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is not unrighteousness in him. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Now, look, God's going to take this. Don't worry about nothing. God is saying, don't worry about nothing. I'm going to even take care of your enemies. I'm going to help you to flourish. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In the midst of all the tribulation that you go through, anything you're going down through here, God said, I'm going to cause you to flourish. Long as you keep your eyes on me. God said, I'm going to cause you to flourish in the midst of this, in the midst of a pandemic. We've gone through many, many things within just 1 year. But God said, I'm there. I'm going to cause you to flourish in the midst of it. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. At this time, I want Minister Keith to give us a praise song. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Man, I just thank God for being on the prayer line tonight. I'm driving, but I'm going to do what I can do.
Thank praise God.
Thank you, Lord. I'm just thanking God on the way home.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I just want
that's
to
what thank. He wants us to do.
Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I was just telling my two sons, just left their home, witness the storm. They need to turn their life over to the Lord. But thank, hallelujah, you, Lord, for sparing their life. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, I thank you, Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord. He changed,
praise God.
He changed my life, yes he did, and I know he can change your life too. He changed
my life.
Oh, he changed my life. I just want to thank you, Lord. Lord, you've been so good to all of us. Lord, you've been. Thank you, Lord. I'm talking to the Lord tonight, y'all. He's been so good. I just want to thank, hallelujah, I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you all so much. Oh, you don't know what you've done for yourself tonight. When you read those scriptures, praise God. God was doing something in you, praise God. When you read his word tonight, he was expressing himself to you. And I'm going to be with this with you tonight before we leave this program. Most of the Psalms of prayer and most of the prayers include praise. Hallelujah. And God has created you, hallelujah, to praise him. Praise expresses admiration, appreciation, and thanks. Praise in the book and Psalms is often directed to God. You were directing everything to God tonight. And just as often the praises is shared with others, considering all God has done and does for us, was shown up, lifted before the Lord tonight. What could be more natural? An outburst of heartfelt praise unto our God. I heard the shout tonight. I heard your shout tonight. Praise God. And that's what God wanted us to do. And as we read the psalm, praise God, note the praise given to God, not only for what he does, his patience, how patient God. You know, I heard some people say, and I wanted to stop them when they said it earlier, but I let them went on and finished reading the psalm because I know I was going to come back to it. But you know, some people say God is angry. God is angry. Like God says, angry with us all the time. No, he not. It's only for a moment. Come on, somebody. God is only angry for money. God don't stay angry with his children. Isn't that wonderful? Because we know that we hold up on and praise God. Hallelujah. 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 His blessings is still there. His forgiveness, also who he is. He's loving. He's a loving God. He's a just God. He's a faithful God. He's a forgiving God. He's a patient God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those times when the praise of God is shared with others, and they do too, we are encouraged in praise to him in what he has done for us. So in ways we have recently praised God or told others that what he has done for us, we are giving God glory because that's what he wants us to do. You just done a great thing for God tonight. Oh, praise God. I might have put some of y'all on the spot, but that's all right. God just wants you to know if somebody else, if you spoke to someone else tonight. It's hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You spoke the articles of God into somebody's heart tonight that was on here that may listen to this program. Praise God. God bless each one of you. Praise God for coming on tonight. Praise God because you just praised God tonight. Hallelujah. In all of his goodness, all of his mercy, all of his grace, praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to bless you. Praise God. Before we go off tonight, I want to bless you. May you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising, and your sitting down. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. And may he be gracious to you and give you peace in the name of Jesus. Yes, that's what God wants us to do, is bless each other. Praise God. And if you want to listen to some more of God's favorite ministry, Sister Janice comes on Friday night at 8 p.m. on the same number. Minister Zadie comes on Saturday night at 7 p.m. on the same number. And you're truly, I'm here every Sunday night praising the Lord and giving him glory for all that he's done because he done brought us through all day long. God bless you now and be with you all this week. I bind the enemy off of you in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.
Love you all. Love you all. Have a blessed night. Love you all.